Das kann so sein, dass ich nicht auf euch geschweige, wenn wir heute sagen, dass du bist, darfst du einfach alle. Mischa sagt, ich nicht so leid, Schiffra, Vichulu, why does she still have to do work if she brings a maid into the marriage? Mara says, because the husband can say that one woman could do the work for two people. However, with the maid, there are now three, and therefore the wife still has to pitch in for some of the work. Mischa said, Shtayim, Eina mevasheles ve'eina meinika, Vichulu. Why does she still have to do some work when she brings in two maids into the marriage? Mara says, because the husband can say that more help is still needed for the guests. Mishnah says, Sholosh Eina matzas hamita. In fact, if she's bringing in three, why does she still have to do more work? She now brought in three, she has enough for the guests and everything. Mara says, the husband can still say, now since there are so many more people in the household, there will be more guests, and therefore more help is needed. If so, effectively, how come she has to do no work when there are four maids? Mara says, because once there are four, they're able to help each other and be much more efficient and accomplish a lot more. Avchana said, the mission doesn't mean that she has to bring these maids into the marriage as a dowry. Rather, even if she's at the status, she has the status of someone who should have these maids, she doesn't have to do any work. Abraisa says, the rules of the mission apply whether the maids are brought in as a dowry or whether she saved up on money and brought them in on her own. The Mishnah said, Arba Yosheves Pekatedra. Yitzhak Bachanani, the name of Huna, said, even though the Mishnah says that with four maids she can sit and not do work, she still has to prepare his cup of wine, make his bed, and wash his hands, face, and feet. Yitzhak Bachanani, the name of Huna, said, all tasks that a wife does for her husband she may do for him even while she's a Nida, except for preparing his cup of wine, making his bed, and washing his face, his hands, and his feet. Rava said, making his bed while a Nida is only problematic in front of him. The wife of Shmuel, of Abaya, of Rava, and of Papa would bring them their wine differently while they were a Nida than they used to do when they were not a Nida. But they would still do it. Just in a different manner. Rabbi Yitzchak Bachanani, the name of Rav Huna, said, we don't have to offer a waiter to participate in any of the food he brings, except for when he brings meat and wine. Rav Chisda said, this refers to fatty meat and aged wine. Rav said, this refers to fatty meat at any time of the year, but aged wine only during the summer. The Gemara brings a number of statements of Amoraim that say that withholding food from someone after they have seen the food or smelled the food, it can actually put them in danger. The Gemara says, the general rule is, something that has a smell or a sharpness can harm someone if it's withheld from them. The Gemara says that with some Amoraim who gave their waiters to eat from every dish that was served, or some of them who gave them to eat even before it was served, were zeichet to have Eliyahu come and talk to them. The Gemara brings two stories that show the extent and the danger of one who has a craving for food when that craving is not fulfilled. The Mishnah said, V'oisa bat semer. The Mishnah seems to say that she must only work with wool and not with flax, as follows. Rabbi Yehuda clearly says like this in the Braisa. She still has to do some work. He seems to be saying the same thing as Rabbi Eliezer. The Mishnah said, the difference would be where a woman keeps herself busy by playing with puppies or playing chess. There's no concern that she would go insane, but there is a concern that she would get involved in znus. Zok the Mishnah, if one makes a vow prohibiting his wife from having tashmish with him, Beisham may say that as long as the vow is not for more than 2 weeks, he doesn't have to divorce her. Beis Hillel say as long as it was not longer than 1 week. Talmidim may leave their wives to go learn Torah for 30 days, even without the wife's permission. Working people may leave for 1 week. With regard to the mitzvah of Oina, Tayolin have to have tashmish every day, working people twice a week, donkey drivers once a week, camel drivers once in 30 days, and sailors once in 6 months. These are the words of Rabbi Eliezer. Zukt de Gemara. Beishamai's view is based on the fact that the Torah makes one who had a girl usher to be with her husband for 2 weeks. We see that that's not considered to be excessive. Beis Hillel's view is based on the fact that the Torah makes someone who had a boy usher to her husband for 1 week. You see, that's already the limit. Why doesn't Beis Hillel learn it from one who had a girl? Mara says Beis Hillel doesn't learn a taka from someone who gave birth. Rather, he learns it from a woman who is a nida, and you see it's usher to her husband for a week. You see, that should be the limit. Machalik is that Beis Hillel said we learn a common thing from a common thing. Nida from something like this, and Beis Hillel said we learn an iser that is caused from him, from an iser that is caused from him, which is having the baby. He was the cause, so to say. So therefore, the vow that's coming from him is learned from the baby that's coming from him as well. Rav said the machloek is only where he specifically gave a time limit to his vow. However, if he made an untimed vow, then he has to divorce her and give her the ksuba immediately. Shmuel said, no, even in such a case, we allow him to keep her for up to 2 weeks or 1 week, depending on the shita, to see if he will have the vow annulled. If he still does not, then he has to divorce her. Rav Shmuel argued on this exact point regarding a vow that he would not support his wife. And so why do you have to restate that machloikis over here as well, meaning whether we allow it to go to see if he'll have it annulled or not? So why do you have to say it over here, legabe the tashmish, the vow as well? The Gemara said, because if we would say only said machloikis in our case, we would say that only in that case Rav says he has to immediately divorce her because no one else can stand in his place and have tashmish with her. However, in the case of support, he can appoint someone to support her in his place. And maybe Rav would therefore agree with Shmuel. If we would only say the case of support, we would think that Shmuel holds that way only over there because he can put someone in his place. Therefore, both cases are needed to be taught.